This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers, that is two, three page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 697, entitled Governmental Masculist Bashing of Geocidal Monoconscious Feminists, Making Them Biconscious and Nice for Men. Description. This flyer claims that feminists are now seen by biconscious masculists as geociders, that is, that feminists are wiping out the world's population, which is the greatest of all existential threats, even worse than global warming or a nuclear holocaust. Feminism is a deeply misandrist, genocentric ideology that, when unchallenged by masculism, makes young women undateable because young men see them as, quote, too poisoned by feminism to be attractive and worth dating. Today in the US, two-thirds of young men between 18 and 30 don't even date young women, thus wiping out the world population as feminism spreads across the planet, as it is currently doing. This existential threat is so serious that governments need to get involved. The antidote to existential threatening monoconscious feminism is biconscious masculism. So governments now need to be persuaded by masculists to teach women and society masculist ideas so that young women, monoconscious feminists, become biconscious feminists, and hence a lot nicer for men to be with, so that young men start dating them again, so that humanity does not wipe itself out due to a sustained and rapid population decline. Now fire itself. Governmental masculist bashing of geocidal monoconscious feminists to make them biconscious and nice for men, by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. A couple of days before writing this flyer, I was walking to the tram, thinking about the enormity of the fact that now in the US, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, and how profound that is. I was pondering if it really is the worst of all existential threats to humanity, and concluded that it is, since, for example, humanity will still survive a nuclear holocaust, since there are underground bunkers and even cities that will allow a tiny minority of humanity to survive, who can then repopulate the earth. With global warming, although it will be disastrous for coastal cities, it will be beneficial for those substantial surface areas that are currently too cold for human habitation. But if each generation continues to reproduce only a third of its number, then populations will get so small that of necessity they will die out. Demographers have discovered that there's a minimum size that a population must be to survive. Any smaller and it inevitably wipes itself out. This thought truly scared me, since in only a handful of generations a population will be no more if it only reproduces a third of its number. South Korea is already at that rate. My next thought on that walk was to think that this problem is so serious that it merits serious governmental attention. I then had an epiphany, in quotes, my God, governments can use masculism as a solution to this problem, and killing two birds with one stone significantly benefit the masculist cause. End quote. My line of reasoning went as follows, which occurred in a flash of a second, and hence the epiphanous feeling. I was asking myself, quote, What could governments do to solve the catastrophic birth rate crash in modern countries? There are several main factors causing the decline in the birth rate. For example, the cost of living, feminist careerism, lifestyle fashion changes, etc. But when one thinks of the fact that, in the US at least, two-thirds of young men don't even date young women, then that single factor, far and away, eclipses all the others. So governments really need to ask themselves, quote, why are young men refusing to date young women? End quote. The reputable opinion polling company in the US called Pew, that's P-E-W, Research Center, has already answered this question. It found in a survey taken in 2022 that nearly two-thirds, that's 63% of young men between 18 and 30, don't even date young women. When asked why, these young men said, quote, because young women are undateable. When asked why, these young men said, quote, because they have been too poisoned by feminism. So if I were the Minister of Population in a national government faced with a serious population decline problem, as is the case in many countries now, who was responsible for policy on how to raise the birth rate, I would rapidly come to the question, quote, so how can women be made nicer for men so that young men are more prepared to date young women? End quote. At this point, it would be useful for the men's movement if some masculist lobbyist could whisper into the minister's ear, quote, Minister, you could make women nicer by making them bi-conscious, end quote. What does that mean? The minister asks, obviously. Minister, to be bi-conscious means to have had both one's feminist and one's masculist consciousnesses raised. That is, to be aware that gender oppression is very much a two-way street. That is, that women oppress men too, and in fact worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are horrible and last decades. The big three ways that the masses keep harping on, that is, the worst three ways that women oppress men are women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, and women's forced fathering. So, Minister, to make women nicer to be with for men, one needs to counter the misandrous effect on women of monoconscious feminism, which preaches to women that gender oppression is a one-way street, that men are the oppressors and women are the oppressed. Millions of young women have grown up with this monoconscious idea of the feminists. So millions of women have grown up being suspicious or even hating men for men's gender crimes against women. Monoconscious feminism makes young women rather feminazi bitchy. Now, you can imagine that if these young monoconscious feminist women get exposed to biconscious masculist ideas, that will change them, making them much nicer to be with for men, since they will have had their monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, in capital letters, cancelled by their female masculist anger at women for the ways that women oppress men. And in fact worse, since many of women's gender crimes against men are worse than vice versa. As the Minister of Population, there are many concrete measures you can take that will significantly promote the bi-consciousing of women. For example, and ad-libbing here, 10 points. So this is a 10-point political plan for the Minister of Population. One, you can distribute a governmental pamphlet to the media that spells out what I have said above. This pamphlet, coming from the government, will influence what the masculists call the fem mafia, that is, the feminist media mafia, which blocks publication in the media of masculist ideas. Most journalists today are female and monoconscious feminists. Two, You can pass legislation that gender studies courses at universities must address the gender issues of both genders. That is, that these courses must teach both feminist and masculinist ideas, so that gender studies students, mostly female, are not reinforced in their misconception that gender oppression is a one-way street. 3. You can invite the presidents of universities to come to a lunch that you sponsor, at which you pressure them to set up these two gender studies courses. 4. You can get your government department to put pressure on the owners of the media to invite masculist authors to write masculist essays to be published in their media to spread masculist ideas. 5. You can push the owners of publishing houses to publish more books on masculist ideas so that society becomes a lot more bi-conscious than it is today. 6. You can convey the message to society that to be monoconscious feminist is to be geocidal, that is, to be the root cause of the wiping out of the planet's population. Monoconscious feminists need to be labelled hypocrites for trashing men publicly for the relatively mild ways that men oppress women, for example, rape, sexual harassment, domestic violence, patriarchy, misogyny, etc. Close brackets. Compared to the much more serious big three of the masculists, that is, women's manslavery, divorce rape, and forced fathering. 7. Your department can promote the fipping of women. In brackets, FIP, F-I-P, equals financially independent person. Masculists are very conscious that many of men's gender issues would be solved by the fipping of women, by the creation of a FIP society, in which young women are pushed to be FIPs so they don't manslave and divorce rape a man. 8. You can legislate two major bills that the masculists are pushing for, that is the PARA, that's paternity rejection right, that would give men the same right as women to reject an unwanted pregnancy. If a woman goes ahead with a pregnancy, then she bears full financial responsibility for the kid. If she is a FIP, she can. Hence the masculist emphasis on the importance of the fipping of women. The other important bill is the OPTAB, O-P-T-A-B, obligatory paternity testing at birth, to block women from committing the horrible gender crime of paternity fraud, where she claims the kid growing in her is her man's, but in reality is from another guy. Since paternity fraud is a much more serious gender crime than rape, masculists want paternity fraudster women to be jailed for 15 years. A rapist usually gets a 10-year sentence. 9. You can thoroughly reform the divorce courts, basing them on the principle of financial independence of both divorcing parties, so that the courts assume that both the father and the mother are FIPs, so that there's no alimony, no division of wealth and stuff, the owner of the house gets to keep it, etc. 10. You can help create a society in which everyone is expected to be bi-conscious, seeing monoconsciousness as ignorance, as hypocrisy, as bigotry. That's the end of the 10 points, dot, dot, dot. With millions of young women well familiar with masculist ideas, thus making them bi-conscious, they will be a lot nicer for men to be with, since, due to their new masculist knowledge, they will have lost their former monoconscious feminazi bitchiness, their hatred of men, and will have become a lot more appreciative of what men do for women. For example, it is men who build societies, and it is women who parasite off them. Their bi-consciousness will make them a lot more approachable by men, so such bi-conscious feminists will be a lot more likely to have, and especially to keep, a boyfriend. With the fipping of women and the men faring of the gender laws, for example, divorce courts, PARA, OPTAB, two gender studies, etc., men will look upon marriage differently compared to now, to how young men look upon marriage today, that is, as toxic. that butchers one father in four, stripping him of his kids, forcing him to pay a fluffy ex-wife, in brackets, fluffy equals, the opposite of a fip, that is, a traditional woman who expects to live off the money and labour of a man for decades of his life, thus manslaving him for decades, close brackets. Alimony, with no moral nor legal obligation on her to fip up and get a job, so that she does not parasite off him for decades, thus ruining his life. Today, young men see marriage as toxic for men, so avoid it and fatherhood like the plague. So you, Minister, will need to socially engineer a society so that it is men-fared, that is, fair to men, so that young men are prepared to be fathers again. Otherwise, young men, young masculisted men, will continue to boycott marriage, boycott paternity, and boycott women, period. You have a major task ahead of you, Minister. It will be extremely challenging, and you will come under a lot of pressure from the monoconscious feminists if you push for the creation of a FIP society. And you will come under a lot of pressure from the maskless if you don't. You will need courage, guts, and persistence. If you succeed, you will be seen by history as the saviour of humanity. Good luck. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Click on the Maskless tab for 690 plus Maskless essays and their videos. Google the terms London Real and Hugo de Garis to see videos on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real. In brackets, see the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Maskless segment. Close brackets, as well as Countdown to Extinction.